Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation.
Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. And I want to first and foremost thank you for being here. I am entering the 16th month of Mystical Sisterhood. So today marks the 68th episode, I believe. And, you know, we've gotten started, but we're also just getting started. So this is a solo episode today, which are typically a bit shorter. And I bring to you in my solo episodes my own insights and revelations. And today I have some thoughts on recent interviews and trends that I'm seeing, and the importance of now being the exact right time to either deepen your practice or begin your self-growth, personal growth, inner world transformations. So again, thank you for being here. We are just 2 days past a solar eclipse, and it was a big event here. I'm actually recording this before the eclipse, so I can't report on it right now, but I'm very excited that it's coming and that it's happening and here for us. So messages are coming through from intuitives, healers, and courageous souls with something to say about our evolution. That's my guest base. That's who I am attracting to be my guest and hold interviews with the hopes that new ideas are seeded for you, that you learn through our abundant conversations, and that there's just something, you know, my hope, because I think a realization that I had when I used to go see a speaker, or even now when I listen to a podcast, I know for myself, if I walk away with one thing or one thing was said in a certain way, that it spoke to my heart, that it spoke to my inner knowing, it was perfection. And so my hope is that you have at least one takeaway from, you know, any and all episodes that Mystical Sisterhood produces. So today I am really going to be talking about not only the trends of recent interviews and the messages that are coming through, but how now is the time to really cultivate your practices of deeper self-care, deeper witnessing of yourself, consideration of yourself, and honoring of the possibility that patterns and old belief systems are coming to their end in many cases. At least they're beckoning to be looked at. And it's through the process and practices of self-care that we get to what those answers are and the insights about what we're ready to let go of. So that's why we're here today. If you are new here, welcome. It's a great place to start, because when I talk about the trends today, I'm also going to be talking about episodes you can visit that have been wildly popular and have wildly beautiful messages to share. So if you're new, welcome. And if you're a seasoned listener, then you're very used to the type of messages that are coming through. And I put the invitation out to just listen, absorb, ingest what is yours here to take away for yourself. So I think that we're often reminded when we look around in the outer world of this, you know, sort of outer chaos and perhaps incongruence with how we feel, you know, humanity should be or the world should be operating. So we look outside at this chaos and this incongruence, and it makes us feel that's just the way it is, and or it can make us feel that way. And you know, you may be feeling just like this inside knowing that you're seeking to feel and have a different experience than that. In addition to that outer chaos, or another form it can take is just noticing in your life as you listen and lean into the messages here on Mystical Sisterhood and the beauty of what's possible for ourselves and our lives is that you may be noticing more outer drama in the people in your life or relationships you've been part of for a long time. It doesn't have to even be, you know, other people. It can be the relationships you're in, and you're having like a heightened awareness that, oh, wow, okay, this is happening. And is this a place that I'm seeking a change in? And is it congruent with how I want to live? So in this, we are human living in these bodies. So of course, we're going to be experiencing the friction and the points of discernment that are there for us to make the choices that, you know, are truly best for our lives. But when we're stuck in old patterns, we may be experiencing the same thing again and again and again, and it feels like a hamster wheel. But I believe that, you know, what I've learned through my coaching work, my coaching programs, being involved in Mystical Sisterhood, interviewing, you know, a lot of wisdom keepers and spiritual sisters alongside of us, is that there is a different way. There is a new paradigm. There is something that's calling us just a little more strongly than it ever has. And so that's the invitation that always is lying in wait for you here. So what we're led to believe is the truth of the outer world. Perhaps there's a way to rewrite these stories, but it begins by rewriting, you know, our relationship with ourselves. So I've been so excited about my recent guests and the interviews that are occurring. And I really believe that so much guidance is coming through these interviews for you. I receive a lot of feedback in the form of emails typically. And, you know, if it's people that I talk to on the regular, just what their favorite episodes are or what spoke to them in a certain episode. And I just love hearing that feedback. It's always really good because I can look at the download numbers so I can see what's trending and what's popular. But, you know, it changes all the time too. And it's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It's the same thing with the messages coming through the podcast. What's meant for you to hear is going to sound beautiful to you, and it's going to be in the ear of the beholder in this case. So I just love that. Maybe the eye, if you watch these on YouTube, which is really fun to do, because I always encourage, like, if you really like a guest and you like the message, you might just getting the resonance and frequency of their messages through their voice alone. But it's also fun to go watch them on YouTube, which is just under Mystical Sisterhood. So I'm pointing out some trends that I've been really feeling are just strong in this culture right now. And so the first trend is how important rituals are in our life. And I love rituals because the name alone suggests sort of a cadence or a rhythm or something that we consistently turn to. And so rituals, I think something is considered a ritual when it's a practice that we have, but we add intention to it and intentionality. So, you know, rituals can be something as, and this can be simple too, but I was going to be something as ritualistic as a tea ceremony or a meditation session, either by yourself or with a few like-minded peers. But it also can be, and this is the beauty of it, the sacredness of our lives. It can be just everyday activities like washing the dishes or picking your child up from work. I mean, from school, unless you pick them up from work. Kind of funny. But it can be any of those things. And when we put an intention to it, it becomes sacred and meaningful. So ritualizing truly brings more meaning to my life. And other rituals that I think I thought about when I was just creating this was even the lighting of a candle in the morning hours, you know, the light against the darkness of your house, if you just have like an ambient light on, or journaling what is coming up for you. Any sort of, it's filled with reverence, right? When we take the time to slow down and make something a ritual, we're really honoring ourselves and we're honoring our life and we're taking what feels like sacred steps to show ourselves, I am putting you here, yourself on a pedestal. No one else goes on the pedestal but you. And just creating more meaning from the moments. And those can be, like I said, any of these things or a conversation with a dear friend, a family member, or a child. So the episode that I'm going to point you to, where we talked a lot about rituals, was episode 49 with Shiva Rose, Living a Life of Sacred Reverence. So that was the first trend that I'm picking up on. Another trend is the importance of knowing that you, by birth, are an intuitive being. It's part of the technology that's built into what really is the technology of your body. And so it's something that we can turn to again and again as a guidepost. I know that I usually default to, well, what's the book I need to get? Who do I need to consult? And the more you do the work on knowing that your intuition is your guidance system, that you turn to it again and again and again, and you foster your knowing that it's there for you. And I love that one. When I went through my breast cancer journey, which was almost 6 years ago, that was really the first time that I was guided to listen to my intuition and my inner guidance. And it's really astounding. It leads me to think about our children, and if we can foster them leaning into their inner resources and guidance, then they never have to lose it, right? Because I think most of us, as well, the listenership is anywhere here from early 20s to, you know, probably 70. And so we're all in this journey of remembering just our intelligence. I love that about it. So just this idea, the importance of our intuition. And that's why, like, this, why is self-care so important? These are elements of self-care, building in ritual, building in knowing of your intellect through your intuition. So I really loved episode 59, which was called Tapping into Intuition with Dr. Ricky Jane Adams. It's a beautiful one to revisit if you haven't listened to it yet, or visit in that case. Another trend that's kind of come across in the podcast, and I believe more and more as I go along in life, is the importance of yourself as a powerful creator. Okay. So this idea that you are creating all the time. So also, it turns out that we are all creative. And I love that, because in my generation, only certain people were creative. And so we learned to think that if we couldn't paint, or we couldn't draw, or do sort of like traditional artistic expressions, that we weren't creative. And it shut down, I know for me personally, it shut down a huge knowing about myself that I was so creative. And it really, the old messaging around that really robbed me of, I think, sharing a lot of my skills throughout a lot of formative years. And so let's reclaim our creativity, our place in the universe as unique creators. And what we have to create, what you have to create, is solely uniquely yours. And the world is calling for it. Your community is calling for it, your family, whoever it is, however that creative expression comes across. It's divine intelligence, your creativity. So I love that, reminding us that that magic of creativity resides within, and turn to the people and the communities that foster the growth in that area. And that's where the world of infinite possibilities comes in too, around your creations and what is here to be created, maybe already in creation by you, but even calling for deeper or, you know, variations in that creativity. Surround yourself with the messages that foster this idea that you're extremely intelligent, you're a divine, beautiful creator, And that's all within. So let's find the ways to really tap into that and know it and live it. The episode I was going to point out for creativity was my recent one, episode 65. You may have listened to it already. If you haven't, go to that one, Spiritual Evolution and Divine Femininity with Julie Pyatt, also known as Srimati, to learn and lean into this birthright of yours. And so another fascinating trend, and I would say this is a recent one, but it is a tenet or a pillar of mystical sisterhood, is the importance of knowing that you are eternally supported. I don't know why the word eternally came to me, but you are supported at all times. And yes, by this community, absolutely. And hopefully by your trusted team with boots on the ground here, but also you are eternally supported by angels and spirit guides on the other side. And that is absolutely something that I was not tapped into, and I believe to be true. It's a practice of self-care for me to remember and remind myself to ask for the guidance. I can ask for it at all times, especially when I feel lost or unsure. And the guides are here for us. And I was laughing as I wrote this, because even to help you find parking spaces, I love doing that. I think when someone told me, ask your guides for parking spaces, you know, it was like, you know, cue the eye roll, right? And even when I say it to my family now, they're like, yeah, yeah. But if I start working on that parking space 10 to 15 minutes before, it's usually waiting for me. And the thing that I have to remember to do and remind myself is to say a prayer of gratitude when that parking space comes through. And that can be for anything. Yeah, let me know if it shows up for you. I think the guidance and the love and support is with you 24/7 and just waiting for you to access it. So the recent episode is episode 63 with Jessica Rachel, Channeling Spirit Guides, to kind of delve more into that concept of being eternally supported. And the last trend that I think is really, you know, trending right now is the importance of community and finding communities that feel soulfully aligned for you, that deliver messages that you need just at this point in time. It might be this one, but it might be three others for you or one that you've tapped into. I think that's the beauty of podcasts. I think I was guided to start the podcast. It's not something that I had on my bucket list to start a podcast, but I just listened to my inner guidance and it brought me here. But the thing that I feel is such a value of podcast is the exponential nature of them, and how voices and thoughts and wisdom and, you know, research and all the things can be shared on such a wide platform and just, you know, kind of like have the megaphone and reach just the perfect ears. So it's a really, I love that idea too, that we're magnetized to the community. So let's say mystical sisterhood is even, what is it? It's two words that come together, but they're coming together with intention and energy, and they build a field of energy, right? And so, and then here are the people like yourself that are coming and listening to the messages, and there's something about the energy of this field that you're drawn to, and you'll be here as long as it serves you. And then maybe you'll find the next or add to it or whatever it is. But, you know, that's what I find with my life. But the intention too is to find a home that feels just very juicy and nourishing to you, and a place that you want to be and you can lean into. If you're not part of the Mystical Sisterhood Facebook group, if you're on that platform, please join us. Just, you know, in Facebook, you can type in Mystical Sisterhood, and it will lead you to entering the community. And it's a place where I put updates or prompts or sharings or whatever's top of mind to guide us in our lives and make us think a little more deeply, and to share workshops that are coming up or whatever it is. But that's there for you. And if you're not on that platform, you can go ahead and subscribe to my email list, where I write a weekly newsletter That can be done on my website at maureenspielman.com, or you can go to mysticalsisterhood.com. It's sort of all one and the same. And so, or you can find that in the show notes. But I really believe within this community that I've formed, one of my pillars is that we're all on these parallel paths. So even you as the listener, I hold you in high esteem along with every guest that I've had. So even if they're offering you something that you've never heard before or whatever their area of expertise is, we are truly all doing this dance together in this human form. And so there's no hierarchy. There's no separation between us. And it's something that I've always been tapped into. I'm wondering if you have too. And it's why I liked the teachings around conscious parenting, because one of the tenets of that was there was no hierarchy, and that the parent-child relationship is really one of ushering each other through this life. And sure, as parents, we're here to guide, but our children are here as much to teach us as we are for them. And so I was introduced through conscious parenting, you know, with this idea, but I truly believe it in life. And we are all here to sort of serve and support each other in the just like really divine, beautiful ways that we can. And if I can see you in that mirror and you can see me back, God, it's like beautiful, beautiful reflection. And so a very joyous and insightful episode for the importance of community is when I brought Alicia Howes, Valerie Wood, and Heather Hansen together on episode 64, which was called The Mystical Sisterhood Roundtable, a discussion of spirituality, collaboration, and trust. So that was a really great one. And I think that even having these women come together with me, the four of us, you know, just really wanting to share the messages, like pure, pure intention of like seeding the ideas, seeding the new ways of saying things, and just consciousness growing. What could be better than that? So if you found a rhythm, you know, I've kind of went through these trends and they're related to the ways that we can practice self-care. But if you found a rhythm for taking care of yourself, I bow down to you. Wonderful. And if you found it hard, challenging in your life at times to establish rhythms around this, you're not alone. I'm right there with you. I think we try on a lot of different things and see what works for us. And that's great, because some of the, like, I remember Therese Rowley, she said, like, we try on these costumes, like even the old costumes we were wearing of our old roles and things like that. And then we're like, it's not for us. But I think we do that with our self-care practices too, because it makes sense. Everything I suggest, maybe one of the things today speaks to you to practice in your life. But if it's taking you a while to make your practices more of daily practices, be easy on yourself, be gentle with yourself. That's okay. You're finding your rhythm, you're finding your way, and that's perfect for you. And at the same time, I'm going to say, exalt yourself, find the time, whether it's early morning or going, you know, before bed or whatever that is for you. Right now is a really ripe time to commit to yourself. And it's also understandable that, you know, these kind of ideas, we went through all of our life thinking self-care practices was what workout am I going to do, or I'm going to have a time to watch something on Netflix. But it's deeper than that, right? And that's where we're coming together and we're seeing each other and we're kind of like each other's best cheerleader and bolsterer. So it's understandable if we, you know, haven't really gotten this down yet. And I mean, this is not about perfection either, so that's okay that we haven't. It's finding what feels nourishing to you on the soul level, on the emotional level. You're being guided. Tap into that. So creating practices and rituals and meditation in your life may look a lot of ways. Please let me know what you're practicing, what's coming to you, how you're doing it. For me, I know that I'm able to meditate daily now, and I've made it a devotional practice, and it's taken me this time to get here. I'm not going to say it's taken me this long, because there's something about that that's a little self-deprecating, but it's taken me this time to bring me to the mat now as, you know, a woman in her mid-50s doing life alongside you. I think when we make the conscious choice to look inward as to opposed to what the outer world is beckoning, and maybe it could be said that this is being beckoned by the outer world, you get a slow down pace in life, you can savor more, and it just feels good. You move from that hurried pace, that outer pace, to the pace of your inner knowing, and only you can say what that feels like. So I'm wondering, what does it feel like to you? Listen to yourself deeply on that heart level, and you'll get a lot of revelations and answers coming to you. So I will leave it at that for today. Finding quiet in what sometimes feels like that the rocky seas in the storm of your life is something that you can create no matter what is occurring in the outer world. It's possible to find the time. Trust me on this one. I am both a work in progress and also reformed. And as you begin to quiet, to become still, even in those briefest of moments, the stillness will just keep on inviting you to look inside more and more and more. And in addition to all of this, please don't hesitate to reach out for one-on-one coaching if that's something you're desiring. Every kind of trend or idea that I've talked about today is they're also, it's no surprise. I mean, I choose the people I interview, but the messages that come through on the interviews are just, they're parallels to my coaching, to what I stand for in life and what I hope to cultivate with my clients and in my relationships. And that, you know, is just one of knowing that you're a powerful creator. You're a unique being with messages to share. You are worthy of feeling peaceful and having clarity within and reconciling old patterns, belief systems, hurts and woundings so that you can truly live out, you know, that best life for yourself. We are here to live out that best life. So in coaching, it's a really dedicated space for you to discover parts of you not yet looked at or what's calling to you or what's holding you back. So you can find, again, a place to sign up in the show notes for a complimentary discovery session if that's something you desire. And like I said, join the email list if you're not a part of that. I always invite you to, you know, share with a friend if you think that it might resonate with them. Sometimes when we find something that speaks to us, or I'll speak for myself, is that I want to keep it close to the vest. Like I don't know if I'm ready to share this yet. And I really look at that part of myself and think like, yeah, but if it could, you know, open up something inside of someone else that allowed them to create an internal shift or a shift in their life, are you going to do it, Maureen? You know? So I asked that question of myself. So I'm just hoping, I'm not assuming that you got anything from today's podcast, but I'm hoping that you are. Because I speak from the heart when I share these messages. And I know that it's something that I've talked about before, the importance of deep self-care and consideration of self. But I've seen my own transformation and I've seen it in my clients. And I really, you know, lastly speak a lot when I do solo episodes from my own experience, because that is my sacred experience. And that's the truly only one I can speak from. And, you know, thus far on the podcast, you know, I don't tend to share client stories because it doesn't feel like that's my path. I might refer to things, but for me now, I speak from my own experience and the transformation that's occurred for me and that which I know is occurring for so many women and individuals. So deep, deep gratitude for you listening, for you sharing, leaving and writing a review, whatever it is, the list goes on. But I'm glad to share the space and the time with you. And I hope you just have a wonderful day. All right, we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.